3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 11th of November. It's Singles Day. Happy birthday, Ellie Simmons, Emma Blackery, Leonardo DiCaprio and Stanley Tucci. There's a renewed focus on Northern Ireland after Northern Ireland Secretary of State Chris Heaton-Harris extended the deadline for an agreement to be reached, which would allow the Assembly to finally find a solution to the current impasse. The new deadline of January 19th will have been a topic of discussion as British PM Rishi Sunak and Taoiseach Micheál Martin met at the British-Irish Council Summit in Blackpool on Thursday. Rishi was the first UK PM to attend a council meeting in 15 years, and he and the Irish leader spoke about the Northern Ireland Protocol, agreeing there's a wide window to take action. Micheál Martin sounded positive after the meeting.
We want to see meat on the bone, you know, in terms of the mood music is improving. We now need to translate that into a resolution, an agreed negotiated resolution between the European Union and the United Kingdom.
Sinn Féin's leader Mary Lou MacDonald says there needs to be real progress, though, and she has a list of what needs to be agreed.
We need more than a change in atmosphere, more than a change in mood music. We need good faith, consistent engagement by the British government, an end to their unilateral actions, and that means an end to the protocol bill, for example.
Inflation is now running at a rate not seen since the 1980s in Ireland, with gas and electricity prices contributing to the rise of 9.2%, up a full percentage point on September's figures of 8.2%. The rise isn't just driven by energy costs. The price of milk is up by 25%, with bread, butter and eggs all up by almost 20%. Combined with higher rent and mortgage rates, it's creating huge pressure on households, and Sinn Féin finance spokesman Piers Doherty wanted to know what Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue was going to do about it.
Do you not recognise, Minister, that for those households that have seen their repayments increase by over €2,000 in the space of 6 months, that they are looking to government to actually help them deal with the shock at this point in time in terms of a tailored, targeted measure?
One of the measures that Pascal is not prepared to consider is a reintroduction of mortgage interest tax relief.
Assuming mortgage interest relief was granted at a rate of 20%, and the average interest payment per mortgage, such a reintroduction would cost in the region of €500 million per annum.
Ukraine's president has urged his troops to be cautious about Russian orders to withdraw from the southern city of Kherson. Volodymyr Zelensky is sceptical about the Kremlin's plans, although in a call with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, he agreed it was a sign of progress. Moscow has occupied the region since March, and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia can't be underestimated.
We have to wait and see what actually is going to happen, that Russia has absolutely lost the momentum.
Ukrainian troops are moving at speed towards the city of Kherson, with reports of dozens of villages and settlements liberated in the last few days. And Andriy Zagorodnyuk, the country's former defence minister, told Times Radio Russia still has a strong military presence in Kherson.
We've been preparing for some time. Again, we're not expecting this to be an easy operation.
The COP27 summit is continuing in Egypt, with current US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi making an appearance on Thursday. She's still waiting to find out if Democrats can retain control of the House and the Senate, but she was focused on climate ahead of Joe Biden's arrival at the summit on Friday. She was also due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week, and the Chinese have accused the US of deliberately derailing climate talks. Nancy says that the focus needs to be on the bigger picture.
They know, for the good of their own people, that they've got to reduce the smog and increase their participation. If they don't want to do something, any excuse will do. That's sort of frivolous on their part.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, Florence Pugh face plans and Munster's big win over the Springboks. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back.
Thursday night saw the final game of the Carabao Cup third round as Man United faced Aston Villa, winning 4-2 and progressing to the fourth round. Marcus Rashford was on the score sheet and he's also made the plane to Qatar as England's World Cup squad was revealed. The big game of the night in Ireland though saw Munster Rugby take on South Africa in Porky Cueve in a historic match, and in howling wind Munster put on a great show, defeating the international side 28-14 and scoring 4 tries. Coach Graham Rowntree was delighted with the hard fought victory.
I said to lads before the game, enjoy this, it's a special moment playing in these games, and then we played well the first half in particular. I thought the balance to a game, a lot of guys put their hands up, played exceptionally well. But no, a famous night for us. I'm so pleased for the lads. It's going to give us a real shot of adrenaline going forward.
Florence Pugh has been doing the rounds talking about her new movie, The Wonder. On Late Night with Seth Meyers, she recalled the moment she face planted the mud after sheep ploughed into her during filming on top of a windy mountain in Ireland. The 26-year-old also spoke about the time she took her grandmother to the Venice Film Festival, and she's certainly no wallflower.
And as I finished the carpet, I turned around and my gran was in front of all of these like shouting photographers just standing there. And I said, Do you want to come with me? And she goes, oh, all right then. So I take her on and I'm like looking at all these photographers like, be nice, be really nice. The whole wall of photographers behind me were all like, no, we want pictures. So my gran then starts pirouetting and like curtsying, and it was amazing.
The new John Wick Chapter 4 trailer has dropped and Keanu is looking as cheery as ever. He's back playing the lethal action hero once again, and he's seen challenging Bill Skarsgård's villain, the Marquis of Garmont, to single combat in order to win his freedom. The movie's out next March and also stars Lawrence Fishburne and Ian McShane. So expect nunchucks, axes, guns and lots of flashy kills.
I want you to find your peace. But a good death only comes after a good life. You and I left a good life behind a long time ago, my friend.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.